A swimming pool company in over their head.
You had a big job that she hired you to do.
It was a resurfacing job.
No, ma'am.
This irritated homeowner is set to make a splash.
Have you fully completed the job?
Yes.
I'm ready.
You're ready.
But will they sink themselves first?
Because even he says he didn't fully complete the job.
The question was, did we complete the job? Not if we completed it satisfactorily.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Patty Sweat is suing pool service provider Jose Bueno and his wife Natalie for failing to properly resurface her pool.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 80 on the calendar, the matter of Sweat versus Bueno.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, ma'am. Have a seat.
Mr. and Mrs. Bueno, you run a pool service company. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Ms. Sweat was a client of yours, and you did some regular pool maintenance for her, coming out, cleaning it, I assume getting off the gunk. But you had a big job that she hired you to do. And when was that big job?
It was sometime last year.
Not sometime, month yeah. last year.
I think it was on June.
What month?
July 1st, 2017.
And what were you supposed to do?
I showed up and she was concerned about the color.
No, don't tell me what she was concerned about. Okay. She wanted you to do a larger job. What was the larger job?
It was a resurfacing job.
No, ma'am.
Oh, shh.
Sorry.
It was a resurfacing job.
Correct.
And did you discuss that with her in July when she called you?
Yes.
The first time you came out, was it her idea to resurface or yours?
It was her idea.
Great. And you looked at the pool and you gave her a price. What was the price?
It was $5,125, I believe.
And how much did she pay you?
She paid me the $5,125.
And now we are in almost July of 2018.
Correct.
Have you resurfaced the pool? The answer is yes or no.
Yes, I have.
Fully completed the job.
Fully.
Remember what you wrote in your answer. Have you fully completed the job?
Yes.
I'm ready.
You're ready. Now you're ready. Because even he says he didn't fully complete the job. Mr. Bueno, unless I'm mistaken, I'm going to look and see what you wrote in your sworn answer. Even you say you did not finish the job. In April of 2018, I came back to Patty's house to finish the resurfacing job. Well, that's almost a year later. Almost a year after she paid you $5,125, I acid washed the pool and sanded it twice. When I was about to apply the second coat of new paint, Patty called and said she wanted to go a different route. Therefore, I was unable to finish the job. That's what you wrote.
The second job that she wanted me to do.
What second job?
The second resurfacing job.
Why would you need to resurface a pool twice in 1 year? Listen to me, sir.
Correct.
Not correct. Listen to me.
Yes.
You're going to listen to me. I have several pools.
Uh-huh.
Some for years. Never, ever in my life have I had to resurface a pool twice in 1 year if it was done right the first time. Never once. Now, did she have more than one pool?
No, she had one.
So she had one pool.
There were imperfections to the original resurfacing.
So the first resurfacing job was not done correctly. Answer the question. She's not here for nothing. She's here because she paid $5,000 and didn't get a completed job. And if the first time you did the resurfacing job, you didn't do it right.
No, the job was done right. The
That's not what your wife says. Your wife says that there were imperfections.
There was imperfections because she wanted us to do the work during nighttime to speed up the process because she wanted the pool to be done at a certain time.
Really, Jose?
And I discussed this with her, and I said, look, this is not how it's supposed to be done.
He didn't do the job.
The problem was the heat. Once the sun goes over the swimming pool, the job can't be done correctly. So it's either you do it early, early in the morning, or you do it in the evening. But if you do it in the evening, there's no light. So he was told to do it in the evening, and her husband brought out lights.
Listen to me, Ms.
To
Bueno,
complete it.
Ms. Bueno, do you understand? Stop shaking your head and annoying me. You see, what you just said to me was an honest statement of what you believe happened. What your husband said to me was, she wanted the whole thing done wrong, she wanted it done at night. What you're telling me is, it had to be done either early in the morning.
And it was done early.
I'm not speaking to you. You already had a chance. Now I'm speaking to somebody that I can rely on. What you said to me was the job had to be done either early in the morning or when the sun went down so that it could be resurfaced.
Correct.
What your husband led me to believe was she was crazy and wanted the job done at night. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
The job wasn't done. It wasn't completed satisfactorily. You have to return some of her money.
It was completed.
Which you're going to do. Which you're going to do because you say to me
that
in your answer, in your answer, you say, I wasn't able to complete the job a year later. A year later. That's outrageous.
The question was, did we complete the job?
And
not if we completed it satisfactorily.
No.
That's what your original question
no.
was.
No, I said, did you complete the job?
That was it.
And your husband said, yes, the job was completed. And the answer, the sworn answer, I don't know who wrote it, Jose wrote it, because I assume that's his signature. It says, I was unable to finish the job.
The original job was completed, but then he went back to satisfy the customer and fix the imperfections that were there.
Just a minute.
If there
were imperfections in the job, then it wasn't completed.
It was completed.
No, sorry.
She agreed to it being completed. She handed over the money.
She signed off the contract.
Who hands over a full balance if they're
not
satisfied?
I have an additional contract dated August 24th that I made him sign that he was going to come back and finish my pool in November.
Yes, and he did go back to
when
start it.
When did he come back?
To start it.
Here's my completed pool.
This letter that you signed August 24th, 2017, that you will be back to start the work, the following work, you will drain the swimming pool, add 2 coats of paint, and add startup chemicals. So really, what you were going to do is paint the pool again with 2 coats of paint. And you were supposed to start that November of 2017. Did you do that?
When November came around, she had mentioned to me that it could wait until the following year, which it was this year. She said, oh, don't worry, it could wait. We'll wait until spring comes around again so we could start the process again.
Is that
no,
what you
ma'am.
Told him? Well, let me explain.
Correct.
Let me explain something to you, sir. You see, this is the last contract that you signed. It's signed by you and
mm-hmm.
signed by her. This contract said that you will come back and complete the job, fix the job that you did, starting in November. No additional money. She paid you the money, but this is what you agreed to do. And if you're going to change or modify the conditions of this, then it has to be in the same form of a contract. Contract signed by both of you.
Correct.
You got it?
I understand.
So I don't want to hear that she said to you, you could come later. So the answer is you did not come back in November.
That's I couldn't complete the job because she changed her mind
just
again.
Just a second.
That was the
no,
later.
She changed
just
her mind that she wanted a different color. When I went back over there, we were agreeing to finish her job. Then I went back and she said, I wanted a different color. I don't want that color anymore.
Mr. Bueno, you were supposed to drain the pool and put on 2 coats of paint.
2 coats.
Shh.
Same coats.
No, it doesn't say same coats. It says add two coats of paint. Did you drain the pool?
Sorry.
Did you drain the pool?
Yes.
Did you?
Started the process.
Did you drain the pool?
Yes.
When?
Did you put on 2 coats of paint?
Wow.
No.
Did you put on 1 coat of paint?
No. When I went to go purchase the coats, she called me and she said she wanted a different color.
He asked her to
just a second.
And that
I don't care. I don't care.
Once he realized that she was just being difficult, because if you're going to go back to fix imperfections, you're going to, that's a minor touch. Rather than requesting new paint, you have to go and do the whole entire pool.
Just a second. Prepare a different contract. This contract that your husband signed said he was going to drain the pool
and paint it.
Paint it twice, which he did not do, and add chemicals. He did not do that. Now, that doesn't mean that the first time he didn't sandblast the pool, he didn't paint the pool, but that means that she has to get some of her money back. Because it wasn't, not all of her $5,000, but she has to get some of her money back because your husband didn't fulfill this part of the contract. So now you're going to tell me, what exactly did you do when you did the pool the first time? And I want to see the contract.
Well, when I did the pool the first
contract.
Time, I applied the
contract.
Coatings. Where's the
first contract?
You have everything all mixed up in here, Jose. I had everything organized. What did you do?
Your Honor, when can I speak on mine? Because it's totally wrong.
Drain. Brief scope of work. Drain the pool. Did you drain the pool?
Yes.
Did you acid wash the pool?
Yes.
Set primer. Did you set the primer?
Yes.
Did you set paint coating?
Yes.
Did you fill the swimming pool?
Yes. We even did a final walkthrough. She was satisfied with the product. She gave me the check.
No, she gave you the check And you signed this in August.
That was after.
And you, just a day
second, later, two days later.
Just a second. And you signed this, Mr. Bueno. You agreed to fix the same work that you had done before.
Same work, not different colors.
Just a second. Doesn't say that.
Same exact work.
Just a second. You agreed to do two coats of paint on the pool, drain it, fill it up again, and put in chemicals. Now my question to you is this: who takes care of the paperwork?
We both do.
Very good.
Back then, we both.
Give me the following figures. How much do you charge to drain a pool?
$350.
How much do you charge to add chemicals to a pool?
$200.
How much do you charge for each coat of paint for a pool?
I don't measure it by coats. It's just by job.
If I said to you, I want you to come and paint the same size pool that Miss Sweat had,
it's and
I
want you... $500 per coat.
$500, so it's another $1,000.
Yeah.
Interesting. It was almost like Karnak. I said $1,500 is what I wrote here, and that's exactly what this contract provides for.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Listen to me carefully, sir. You did that the first job.
The second
this?
Job.
There's no second job.
I have your text message.
Just a second. You're not listening to me.
I have proof.
You're not listening to me.
And later today.
I'm just telling you, what you're doing is making a big mistake. If you had gotten to see these three grandchildren over the years.
Your Honor, that's the reason she went and took custody for my son, because she doesn't like me.
Just a second. I read the police report.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Patty Sweat says, pool service provider Jose Bueno failed to properly resurface her pool.
Now, $350, $200, and $1,000. That would be $1,550. That's her credit. That's the work you didn't do. That's the work you didn't do based
but
on the contract that you signed.
I did do the acid wash and drain the pool.
No, listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to me carefully, sir. You did that the first job.
The second
this
job.
Second job.
The second job. I did them both.
There's no
acid
second
wash.
Job.
He did do the acid wash the second
There's
time.
There's no second job.
I have your text message.
Just a second.
Even there.
You're not listening to me.
I have proof.
You're not listening to me. I asked you the following questions. Did you drain the pool after August 24th? The answer is no. Did you paint
the
it?
The answer is yes.
Two coats. This is your contract, August 24th. You did not. Did you add startup chemicals?
No.
You did not. The total cost of that, based upon what your husband just gave me, how much would you charge, is $1,550. That's the total cost of the work you didn't do. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. Thank you.
I don't get to say anything?
No, we're done.
Why is our excuse? You may step out.
That lady, she's crazy. She's very difficult.
My pool is tore up. There's chunks missing.
She's never satisfied.
It was not a resurface job. It was a paint job.
There's a difference between a resurfacing and a replastering.
Never happened.
She doesn't seem to understand that.
Don't go to Jose Bueno. Lawn work, whatever he does.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gibbs versus Thomas. Step forward.
Tammy Gibbs is suing the mother of her grandkids, Cassandra Thomas, for loans to pay for travel expenses and 1 month's living expenses.
Miss Gibbs, Miss Thomas is the mother of three of your grandchildren.
Yes, ma'am.
I assume you were not married to her son?
No, ma'am.
How old are your children?
15, 13, and 9.
Do you have other children other than those three?
I have a smaller one, yes.
How old?
7.
And you were married to the father of that child?
No, ma'am.
You were living in a state different from Miss Gibbs?
Yes.
What state were you living in?
Tennessee.
With whom?
Me, my children, and my husband.
So you and your four children were in Tennessee. And where does Miss Gibbs live?
In Indiana.
Is that where you come from?
Yes, ma'am.
You moved to Tennessee with the husband?
I moved to Tennessee with my youngest father in 2011.
With the youngest father?
Mm, yes, ma'am.
And then you met the husband?
Yes, ma'am.
In what year did you marry?
2014.
How long had it been since Miss Gibbs saw the children?
They got visitation every summer, spring, fall, all the breaks from school. The son had visitation, not the grandmother. The son had visitation.
And he lives in Indiana?
Yes, ma'am.
You were having difficulty with your husband?
Yes.
And you wanted to move back to Indiana?
I called their son for help.
The father of your three children?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you call?
The beginning of November. I called and asked if he could come down and help me get everything together so that my mom could take off of work for Thanksgiving and come and get me.
What did you want him to do?
Come help me with the children, help box stuff up.
And did he come?
Yeah, he showed up the next day with both of them, two trucks, two trailers to bring me back to Indiana.
So they moved you back?
Yes.
And who did you go to live with in Indiana?
My mother.
When you say the father of your children showed up, he showed up with his mother and father?
Yes, ma'am.
And it was he who you spoke to?
Yeah, I hadn't spoken to the plaintiff in probably 5 or 6 years. We don't have any kind of relationship, never have.
Did you have conversations with her on the way back from Tennessee to Indiana?
On the way back, yeah, we talked for the first couple weeks. I was back in Indiana, we got along all right, and then once again, we don't get along.
Do you know why?
She doesn't like me.
Does her son have other children?
No.
But he sees these children. Does he support them?
He does not support them, and he does not see them. He's incarcerated right now, and I just took visitation. That's why she filed this lawsuit against me, because I took visitation of the children.
What do you mean you took visitation?
I took all visitation from her son, who is in jail right now for child abuse to one of our mutual children. I have the police report here with me.
May I see?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If I am reading this incident report correctly, he needs some psychiatric help. He might need a detoxification program. But your son went off the rails.
Yes,
that's what
did.
This says. She has to protect them.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Tammy Gibbs says the mother of her grandkids, Cassandra Thomas, has cut her out of the children's lives. She is suing for loans to pay for travel and living expenses.
Okay, who's Chadwick?
That's her son, the father of my three children.
There was quite a scene at your house.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And yes, my son is incarcerated, but he does go to court next week because they are dropping the charges because there wasn't enough proof or evidence.
Listen to me. It was a terrible incident. Your son probably requires some psychiatric care.
And he's getting that, Your Honor.
Very good. If I am reading this incident report correctly, he needs some psychiatric help. He might need a detoxification program. What the defendant has done by restricting his contact with his children is the absolute right thing to do.
Correct.
She has to protect her children, from what she tells me. Prior to that, he had had extensive contact with the children. Holidays, summers,
when
I'm sure you saw them.
Yes.
But your son went off the rails.
Yes,
that's
he
what
did.
This says. She has to protect them. Now, what your lawsuit is asking me for is for the money that you and your husband spent in going down to get her from Tennessee to Indiana.
Yes, ma'am.
Did your son go with you?
Yes, he did.
He went to bring his children back home.
Yes.
Your case is dismissed.
Can I say something, Judge?
No. Your case is dismissed.
But she's the one. I talked to her all the way to Tennessee, and she knew I was coming.
I don't care if she knew you were coming. Knew you were coming is not... I'm asking you to please pay for all the expenses. She called the father of her three children.
I have a thing where she admits owing me the money.
I'd love to see it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm just telling you, what you're doing is making a big mistake. If you had gotten to see these three grandchildren over the years...
Your Honor, that's the reason she went and took custody from my son, because she doesn't like me, because she doesn't like us knowing her business, because she drinks a lot. She's had several DUIs.
I took custody from the son.
Just a second. I read the police report. This is not a custody hearing.
I understand.
There are three children, 15,
my 15-year-old didn't even go back to Tennessee with her because of the life that they led. She's still in Indiana with Cassandra's mother.
Going to the same high school for 4 years.
I had your money saved up. Then I had to buy groceries for my kids. Since you are unaware, your food stamps went from...
And, Your Honor, I haven't gotten food stamps. Sorry.
What is this receipt a picture of?
That was where I signed them up for baseball. I spent over $500.
I never asked her to sign them up for baseball. I did not want them in baseball. I knew that I was leaving as soon as they got out of school.
No, Your Honor, that's not true.
Your case is dismissed, Ms. Gibb. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I continue on about my grandchildren. I worry about them every day. Because of her drinking.
Yeah, she just wants to slander me because I took the kids doing what I was supposed to do.
He needs a little bit of help too, but she also needs to help with her drinking and stay out of the bars.
I have not had a relationship with that woman for 9 years. She knows nothing about me.
She came to my house and I called her out on some things that she was lying to me about.
The father is abusing the children, and that's the reaction that the grandma really cares when she's getting her son out of jail after he abused my child.
The custody was only taken until he gets out or the charges are dropped. The charges are dropped, so he will be having visitations back with his children again.